You know, if you're catching up on TV shows and movies while on government orders to stay at home to help slow down the spread of the coronavirus, it's thanks to the thousands working in the entertainment industry, many of whom are now out of work. I'll couple that with Hawaii Five-0's series finale tomorrow night at the end of a 10-year run, and things appear to be dire for our local entertainment industry. The Conversation's Russell Subiono spoke about the impacts with Irish Barber. She's the business manager for Local 665, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, or IATSE. It's the union representing production crews in the state.
It has completely devastated our entire industry globally. And the IATSC is an international alliance. We have chapters all over the United States, primarily, and Canada. And we're all at home, shut down, locked down. All of the live events, because of the audiences and the public performances, those are all gone. The trade show conventions, all of them were canceled. That's why Las Vegas is a ghost town right now. So it's absolutely brought it to a global halt.
Do they have some recourse? Is the union able to say, we'll keep you guys on payroll, or is it a thing where no work, which means no ability to pay wages?
There are some employers, TV shows that were in production, mm-hmm. and those employers, most of them have opted to pay their crew during this break, some only for 2 weeks, and then many of our members are on unemployment right now. But our timing, it just so happened that, of course, Hawaii Five-0 was canceled, and they were wrapping up the show, their 10th season, and Magnum went on hiatus right when we went into the lockdown mode. So we were on break primarily already, but our live events were canceled, the Merry Monarch, the Kamehameha Song Contest, all of our symphony events at the Blaisdell, all of those workers are also on unemployment. There has been some relief through the Actors Fund, which, although it says Actors Fund, it helps everyone in the industry, union and non-union. There's been other emergency relief assistance that we've been able to find our members, but all of them are now, unless they're being paid by their employers who are hoping to ride this out, they're all on unemployment right now.
I also read in Deadline that the new Jurassic World movie that's been filming here since February has also been postponed.
Right.
Are there any other productions that had plans to film here that have been delayed or canceled?
There was a production that has been trying to get here, and they kept pushing since last year. And we're set to start in April and film in June. They were set to open offices in April and start filming in June, and now they're on hold indefinitely.
Do the skills that your members have, do they translate to other industries? Are there other opportunities that they could pursue in the meantime?
We have medics who are active, firefighters, paramedics, nurses, lifeguards, first responders that act as medics when we have productions going on. Obviously, they're working their real full-time job. Many of our trades and skills, everything we do is with our hands, whether it's building, wrenching, drilling, creating, typing, digital effects, everything we do is with our hands. So some of us that are the high-tech technicians we have been very able to work from home. They're very savvy on computers, but building the actual items like houses and sets and that sort of, we have carpenters, electricians, we're a mixed local, so we have all kinds of skill sets. And one thing that we're doing, our seamstresses and tailors, because the nurses at Queens and the other hospitals are running out of masks, we were able to obtain templates for small, medium, large face masks, and we're now collecting fabric, and all of our seamstresses are going to be sewing them from home. We had Hawaii Five-0 donated 25 boxes of hazmat suits and face masks to Queens the other day, and our props department found some face masks that they're donating. As far as transferable skills, the question is, who's hiring? And so what we did find is some of the food grocery stores are hiring, and the only department that we have that handles food besides caterers are craft service, which does our snacks. So for the most part, most of our skill sets are very specialized for the movie industry, for stage. Theater is what the stagehands do, so it's usually a very specialized skill set.
Well, Local 665 says it's doing everything it can for its members, the state agency that oversees productions in the state, the Hawaii Creative Industries Division of the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, is dealing with the effects of the economic slowdown to our local entertainment industry as a whole. That's an industry that in just the last 3 years alone injected $400 million into the state's economy. Russell Subiono also spoke with Georgia Skinner, the chief officer of the division, who paints a hopeful picture in the midst of the current crisis.
We're very hopeful that Magnum PI will be coming back. With the COVID-19, there is a new normal on the horizon, and all of us, I think, are grappling with what does that look like. We're looking at amping up, of course, and have been for some years now, on empowering our local creatives to be able to do what they need to do, and hopefully successfully in the future we'll have a series that's on either one of the over-the-top television networks or one of the streaming services that... even Quibi and the new platform, that are original content developed by us, and everyone hired is a person that lives and works here.
As I was watching some of the Hawaii Five-0 reruns, and as great as it is in showcasing our islands and some of our local talent, it occurred to me like the next level or the next step that we should be looking to take is something that is either produced or created by someone local, mm-hmm. or stars, and is led by someone local. Is that something that might be in the pipeline down the road?
It is very much in the pipeline now. I think that when you're looking for examples of the original content being exported for multiple audiences to view, and because of COVID-19 ramping up in that area, is something that we're focused on. I will say that people like Jeff Orig with Orig Entertainment, who's developed the Waikiki PD comedy series online, has won a lot of awards for that and continues to do great work. I encourage listeners to tune into Kimi Balmiero's Tiny Stage. She has created a wonderful online show that is fantastic, and I can see that kind of work from here, as well as television series or a limited run series that you can do on the web or on the new platform Quibi. All of those things are important to us, and we have had calls from Quibi and other major entertainment companies saying, can you source some local writers for us? So it is happening, and what we're doing with Creative Lab media programs this year, which are screenwriting, producing, and a lot of other areas that are important to direct web production, we're going to be doing that virtually. So we're going to shift the program a little bit, and it'll be available come summer and possibly before then. So just look for the information on that on our website, creativelab.hawaii.gov.
Oh, that's great to hear. It definitely gives the creatives here something to look forward to and aspire to, and especially after the current crisis has kind of settled or subsided.
And I think we're in for a long haul in the current crisis. So one of the things that Creative Industries and DBED is looking at is, in addition to being a support network for all of the creatives that may be out of work, and again, the total number for the state is 54,000, it's quite a few, we want to be sure that we're exploring ways to reinvent this entire cluster for the crisis. How can we be of service? And you're seeing that now with some of our labor guilds. The IATSE is working with Queens on sewing masks and making that happen. They've been doing food drives. I know that there's a lot happening on the SAG-AFTRA, and so if any listeners are in these wonderful areas, whether they are musicians from our symphonies or chamber groups on all islands, we are here to serve you. And what we've done on our website is set up all kinds of links for the specific industry cluster that we represent, and there are many, many opportunities out there.
And the hope for a brighter future isn't limited to those in the spotlight. Those who work behind the scenes are also full of resolve. Here's Local 665's Irish Barber again on what's ahead for the members.
The beautiful part of our industry is our flexibility and adaptability to any kind of emergency or situation. It's very rare that when we come up against an obstacle that we just shrug our shoulders and walk away, oh, well, I guess that's it. we always find a way around something to get it done. And I know for a fact that we're going to all be able to join together and get past this emergency crisis. That's just the nature of our personality, of our workers. So we are going to get past this. We're right now coming together as a union, trying to help the community. We did a Zoom meeting for the first time. We held our membership meeting on Zoom, which was very successful, and allowed the leadership of our local to put our members at ease. So I know that we're going to get past this. We're going to rise above it. I do believe that once we get this virus thing under control and know more about it, work will return. So that's what my hope is, and I've seen this industry go through many, many setbacks, and we've always come through it.
That was the conversations Russell Subiono checking in with Irish Barber of IATSE Local 665 and Hawaii Creative Industries Division Chief Georgia Skinner on the state of the local film industry.